Let's see the first Ramban here in Parshas Noach. Ela told us Noach, time of Pirshuvo Kavoso. So again, Tam in the Ramban often, you know, we're used to Tam in the sense of reason. In the Ramban, it usually, maybe always, I don't know, but certainly very often means that the content, the meaning of it. The flavor of a food is in the food, right? It's inherent to the dish, to the food. So taimu means the meaning. Taimu pirshuvo karosav. So Ela told us Noach means this is the history of Noach's. Era of Noach, of Noach's era, Ketam Ayeled Yom. How can Toldos? Toldos is certainly derivative of Lashem Leda. So how does it mean history? How does it mean the happenings? Karos of the happenings. Ketam Ayeled Yom. Because figuratively, you say what a day. Births. That's the figure of speech. So based on that figure of speech, so the happenings are the toldos. The yirmos are called a parsha, and then it's introducing the whole story of what leads up to, and then the mabul and what follows. Be'enu nochon be'enai, says the Ramban. Ki ein koros ha'odom toldosa. But by saying toldos Noach, so it's being ascribed to Noach. So mainly what a person does, his actions, you can ascribe to the person, you can attribute to the person. But not everything that happens in a person's lifetime if a person was alive when they had the stock market crash. He happened to be alive then, but it wasn't his doing. So how would you sort of, even given this idiom of my yeled yom, and that happenings can be referred to as toldos, but to then refer to them as the toldos ha'odom, the man doesn't think is correct. Hanochon shehu kamashmo, kamo ele toldos b'nei noach. No, it means these are the children, the progeny. Ve'ela told us Yishmael. Yoma Ela told us Noach Shem Chom Be'yofes. Aval Hechze Vayoled Noach. So if told us is introducing the children, so why does it say Vayoled? Then that's repetitious. If it's the toldos hayomim, so then vayoled Noach is not repetitious. Aval hechse vayoled Noach bavo shehifsik v'amen Noach ish tzadik tomim hoya lahudiyo lomo tzivahu bateva v'afol pishek v'amen lemayla v'yihi Noach ben chameshe oshana vayoled Noach Hashem is chomez yofes chozar lahazkiram pa'am acheres lahagid ki lahoye k'chol avosav sheyoled banim uvanos. V'zeh tam shlosh abonim ki yazkim misparam lomar Ki eila shlosh le vadam hayu tal dosa v'nitzlu b'schuso me'eila naftza chol ha'aretz. Rashi also apparently thinks that the toldos mean the children, right? Because what Rashi says, what Rashi quotes on our pasuk, that zeichet tzaddik levracha, that when you mention a tzaddik, so then you have to praise him, because Rashi is bothered that elat, if elat toldos Noach means this is the history of Noach. Okay, so then it follows perfectly. We're saying who Noach was. Noach was his tzaddik. But if Eilat Toldos Noach means the children of Noach, so then the Noach his tzaddik is interrupting the flow. So that's what Rashi says. No, the Medrash says that Zecha Tzaddik Levracha. That when you mention, I think that's what Rashi has in this pasuk. What's the lashon of Rashi behind? All the hiskira sibe b'shvacha shenema zecha tzadik levracha. What is the Ramban? How is the Ramban explaining why the Torah has to repeat, given that at the end of Parshas Bereishis, the Torah already told us, "Vayolded Noach Hashem Eschom Es Yofes." So Ramban seems to be giving two answers. Number one is, I mean, that was Vayinach ben Chamesh Me'oshana is 100 years before the Mabul, right? And the Mabul happens, the Pasuk is going to say later in Parshas Noach, when Noach is 600 years old, I think. So that was 100. So maybe he had more children during that in the intervening century. So no, it's still that remains, that's update, that's updated. That remains up to date, that description. That seems to be one reason why the Torah, right? V'chaza lahazkiram, pa'amachers ki lahagi ki lohoye kachol avosav sheyolid banim v'bonos v'bonim. V'zeh tam shlosh v'bonim ki yaskim ispam loma ki eile shlosh levadim hoyu told osav. So that seems to be one answer as to why the Torah is repeating it, even though it said it earlier in Parshas Bereishis. But then v'nitzlu b'schuso seems to be a second answer. Tehainu, that the Torah repeats that Shem, Cham, and Yafes are the sons of Noach in the parsha of the Mabul to tell us that it was in that capacity that they were saved. I mean, what we know from in Parshas Bereishis, we're told the Torah gives us a family tree, and Shem, Chom, and Yafes are the sons of Noach. Does that maybe they're being saved in the Mabul? We'll see later at the end of this piece if we get to it. Ramban has two possible explanations for why they're saved. Initially, he only presents one. But either way, the truth is, according to both, were they there sort of, let's say Shem's last name wasn't Shem ben Noach. Let's say it'd been Shem ben Echves ben Lamech. So maybe he would have been saved also. If it had been Chom ben Lamech, it had been Yafes ben Lamech. So the Torah's coming and saying, no, that they, in this context of the Mabul, we need to repeat and review the fact that they were the sons of Noah, because it was in that capacity that they were saved. That seems to be the Ramban's second explanation for the repetition. Ish tzadik tamim hoyah. Yaskeh HaKosuv Shal Yezakai V'Sholim B'Tzidko L'Hodiyah Sherotwi L'Hinotzel Min HaMabul She'en Lo Onesh Klal Kihu Tomim B'Tzadik Ki HaTzadik Hu HaZakai B'Din Hei Pecha Rosha Kamo She'omer V'Tzdikus HaTzadik V'Yoshiv Asa Rosha V'Chein V'Ato Tzadik Al Kol Abo Alein Ki Emes Asisa V'Chein B'Tzadik Tishpar HaMisacha. Ramban says that the translation of tzaddik is not righteous, but innocent. And that's why you find in the context of din, v'hitzdikos ha-tzaddik v'yotzius ha-rasha, meaning that they should exonerate the innocent and they should condemn the guilty. That's the translation of v'hitzdikos ha-tzaddik v'yotzius ha-rasha. They should exonerate the innocent and they should condemn the guilty. So tzaddik tomim, for the Ramban, translates as entirely innocent. So the Ramban here is coming to address the following question. But the Gemara in Kiddushin says, the Rambam quotes at the beginning of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Teshuva, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world, so he judges the world not only every individual, of Koboy Olam Oben the Fanuk of Neymaron, that every individual is judged, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also judges the world collectively. And he judges the world as a whole as well. The Rambam says he judges every Medina collectively as well, each Medina as well. But it's Mufurish at the end of the first Perek Kiddushin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world as a whole. So then the question is, so how do we understand in light of that Midah? So how do we understand Noach being saved? If the world is judged as a whole, and that's where the Rambam writes it. Is that it, Rambam? That's true? Yeah. Thank you. The chain kol olam kulo imhoyu paragimel havacha base. The chain kol olam kulo imhoyu avanasei merubin mischuyosei and miyadhei nishchasen. And what's remarkable is that the Rambam's raya is from the Dvar Mabul, that the Dvar Mabul is destroyed. So everyone then has to grapple with the question, so how do we understand in light of this Midah, how is Noah spared? If the world is being judged collectively, and the world collectively is guilty, so l'chor, what the Ramban means is as follows. So the Rav once explained, I think he said, I'm not sure if he said, all of this is in the Malbim, some of it in the Malbim, we'll take a look. Certainly some of it, maybe all of it is in the Malbim. That on the one hand, in Parshas Chukas, it seems, it is explicit in the Torah, it doesn't just seem, it's explicit in the Torah, that the Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't enter Eretz Yisrael because of Mei Meriva. Allah Shaloki Dasha Nosi B'Sof B'Mei Yisrael B'Mei Merivas Kodesh. V'chein lo Sovo. Forget how the pasuk goes. So it's explicit. Moshe Rabbeinu is nenash because Allah Shaloki Dash the Masi. Again, the Orachaim HaKadosh famously has the quote, the 10 different pshatim on what exactly Moshe Rabbeinu's chait is. So dakistik, we can't even figure out what the chait was. But there was some kind of chait. There was some kind of chait, and Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have himself. But then you have, so that's Mefurash in the Psukim. But it's also Mefurash in the Psukim in Parashas Devarim, that gam bi hisanav Hashem biklalchem leimu, gam ato lo savosham. So in Parashas Devarim, the Torah explicitly attributes Moshe Rabbeinu not entering Eretz Yisrael, that he was nichlal in the gzera of the Dor HaMidbar. Gam bi hisanav Hashem biklalchem leimu, gam ato lo savosham. So again, you'll look to see how much, maybe all of this, I don't remember, is in the Malbim, but the Rav said as follows. He said the Pshat is like this. The Emes is the Gzeira of the Dor HaMidbar. Again, leaving aside the why Kalev and Yeshua, were given an exemption. But the gzeira was on the entire generation. I don't know if he highlighted the fact also that Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader of the generation. I think maybe he did, but I can't swear to that. Kol Zman, however, that Moshe Rabbeinu was entirely Menucha Me'ovon, so then in a certain sense, he stood apart from the generation. Kol Zman Moshe Rabbeinu was entirely Menucha Me'ovon, not just the Ovon of the Meraglim and that. But Kol Zman Moshe Rabbeinu was entirely Menucha Me'ovon, so that set him apart from the generation. And that's what could have, would have, exempted him from the gzeirah on the Dor HaMidbar. But the minute Moshe Rabbeinu isn't 100% Menucha Me'ovon, the minute Moshe Rabbeinu was chote by Mei Meriva, so then that chait alone apparently wouldn't have, okay, there would have been some, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a vantu, and there would have been some kind of, whatever would have happened, I don't know, but it wouldn't have resulted necessarily in preventing Moshe Rabbeinu going to Eretz Yisrael, but once he's not entirely Menucha Me'ovon, so now he's nichlal in the gzeira of the door. The Chavad Ramban is saying that exact same word here by Noach. That's what the Ramban is saying, right? When the Ramban emphasizes that Shavoy lehinotzum an amabosh Yaskeh kosher yezakai v'sholem b'tzidko, like his innocence was complete. It's a funny lashon, like you're either innocent or guilty, you know? Innocence is complete. No, so it means he's not just innocent in that he's rubo zechuyos, right? He's not just innocent in the sense that he's rubo zechuyos. No, he's zakai v'sholem b'tzidko. He's totally, entirely innocent. And that teaches you, it's by virtue of that fact that ro'i lehinatzel min ha'babel she'en lo onesh klal. If Noach, if there would have been some dent in his armor, there would have been some, albeit very, 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 very slight pagam, but if he hadn't been shalom b'tzidko, so then he's not totally different than the generation. Okay, yes, there's a spectrum. He's not identical to them, but he's not totally set apart. There is a certain common ground. He also has that little bit of chova. So then he's not going to get a pass when the world is being nidon. He's a part of the world. He's a part of the world. But if Noach is tomim b'tzidko, zakeh v'sholim b'tzidko, then he's royally not so she'en lo onesh klal ki tomim b'tzedek. That's how the Ramban is explaining.
How would that explain Shem Chum and Yofis, and their wives and Noah's wife?
Oh, so the Ramban goes on, initially here, well, again, a line earlier he said, v'nitzlu b'schuso, that's part of his Hatzolah. It's part of his Hatzolah. Then later he's going to have two possibilities. Later he repeats that, he says, V'hine acha shahoyo noach tzadik ve'inenu ro'ui le'onesh, gam bono v'ubeso v'uyim lehinatzo b'schuso ki hoyo onesh olovim yikore zaro. So that's the same halacha repeats. Oh, yomar, ki hu tzadik shalem v'gam bono v'bnei beso tzadikim, ki hu limdom. So Ramban is two mahalchim. But either way, again, they qualified as his, because they were his sons and he taught them, which is why the pshat we said before works according to the second lashon as well. So therefore they qualified for the same exemption or no. They didn't need to have their own zechus because he was entitled to be spared from the gzeirah of the Dor HaMabul, which means not to have his children destroyed. Yes?
According to the Yesh Omerlund who are Dorish that Pasuk Nai, how would they explain the Gemara Kedusha why Noach was saved?
Okay. even again, it's a question: what does it mean that yesh doshin? What does it mean yesh doshin l'gnai? But even if you sort of take it on the literal level, you know that if he was b'dosh al Avraham Avinu, meaning Avraham Avinu was more than. You know, within Shalim B'Tzidko, that there can be madregas. A person can be Shalim B'Tzidko, but the Chveis, I don't know, there's someone else who's Shalim B'Tzidko and does more Midas Chasidus. He's Shalim B'Tzidko, but he was successful in being Makari of more people. So the Yedosh and the Gnai, you know, it's, you know, we talk about a left-handed compliment, you know, it's a left-handed insult, and it's not much of an insult, you know. Lemaisi is still a tzaddik tamim, okay, albeit, had he lived in the generation of Avraham Avinu, he wouldn't have been known as the tzaddik ador, he wouldn't have been known as the gadol ador. But if you say that someone today, who people look to as a gadol ador, if he had lived when the Shach was alive, so he wouldn't have been considered the Gedol Ador. Okay, it's not too much of a put down. You're not saying he's an Amoret. You know? You're saying that if the Shach were here, then, you know, so he would have dwarfed him, but that's not too much of an insult. Okay, we'll stop here. So, Bli Nedra after, again, the Tehillim, is it one, I think, Tehillim Bli Nedra, and followed by Mincha, and then a few minutes after Mincha, Bli Nedra, we'll resume the...